This is the first time they've allowed a camera crew inside this high-security prison, home to 5,000 ISIS captives, including ISIS leaders and the men who built their deadly bombs, according to the guards.
Hi, are you American?
Of course.
It was not where we expected to find a 22-year-old from Minneapolis.
No.
Abdel Hamid Al-Madiyoum agreed to tell us his story, but we can't know for sure whether he was speaking freely. He told us he was recruited to ISIS through a contact on Twitter.
He said, "Do you want to speak to someone in ISIS?" I said, "Yeah, of course."
He was bombarded with ISIS propaganda videos, he told us, not the ones showing gruesome beheadings, but explaining that ISIS was helping Muslims. He says he entered ISIS territory in 2015, hoping to become a doctor.
How did they treat you?
Pretty much, they gave me a blank check to buy whatever I wanted.
Did you not know that it was a terrorist organization when you joined it?
To be honest, I was kind of a conspiracy theorist a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a terrorist organization, Abdel. It's a terrorist organization that's carried out attacks.
Here's the thing. People like me that see this, that, first of all, don't really believe the news.
You heard him right. He thought ISIS terrorism was fake news. Like many in this prison, he claims he was never an ISIS fighter. Instead, he says he was a victim. He told us he lost his arm in a US airstrike.
Both my legs are broken.
Others here also have terrible injuries. Some are children. But there's no question this is a dangerous place. The guard showed us this attempted prison break from just 4 days ago. They want foreign governments to take their citizens home so they can't escape and rejoin ISIS insurgents. Abdel claims he was interrogated here by FBI agents who said he could face 15 years in prison in the U.S.
15 years is a very long time for mistakes you made coming to Syria.
So you feel you deserve to be forgiven?
I would say that.